change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three here on this Thursday, January 2nd, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Reporting in for duty, the Presque Isle County Board of Commissioners have finished their organizational meeting. And I have news to report that County Commissioner Cliff Tolini is been elected the new chairman of the Presque Isle Board of Commissioners. So congratulations to Cliff. Congratulations to the other commissioners who voted for him. And now maybe perhaps they will pass some new bylaws and take Presque Isle County in a new direction under his stewardship as the new chairman of the Presque Isle County Board of Commissioners. Congratulations. One of the other stories that I've been following and kind of connecting the dots on is the situation of how this process is going to work now that the Republicans are in the majority. They have 58 Republicans to 52 Democrats. The new Speaker of the House is Matt Hall, replacing the Democrat Joe Tate. Committee assignments, as well as legislative agenda. Why is this important? Well, as I've said for the last 2 years, the Republicans basically had no input. They were not part of any chairmanships, nowhere, absolutely nowhere. They were not involved in the majority of committee members. None of their amendments were adopted. And they were basically forced to just sit in the corner and observe. They really couldn't do anything to stop the Democrats' agenda. So, we shall see how this is going to change now that the Republicans control the House. Committee assignments, the agenda, even the budget itself. Because per our state constitution, folks, that's what they are technically obligated to do. They are obligated to put forward a budget before July 1st. So we'll see where that goes. Got a text from Todd. He's going to Beard to Mac tonight. He said he's going to go there. Make sure you go to George if he's in the building and wish him happy birthday. Tell him Trucker Randy mentioned it on the radio and wish him a great happy birthday today. One of the other things that we're looking at too, and this is kind of interesting, is the structure of how this is going to unfold in the legislative agenda with the governor basically having to deal with the Republican control. What is her legislative agenda? Well, one story that I've been following, very disappointed that they were not able to expand economic development reforms in the various fund groups that Governor Gretchen Whitmer has put together. Also, definitely wanted to get a long-term road funding plan underway, approved, and in process. Well, That didn't happen either. So now we have to wait and see what this governor is going to do with what Democrat passed bills were sent to her for signature. She's already signed a few. We'll wait and see how many more she's going to sign. How many is she going to veto? How many is she just going to let sit die? Going to be very, very, very interesting. So we'll be following that story as well. Lastly, I want to talk about some things happening at the state level, talking about sturgeon. Michigan's iconic Black Lake sturgeon season to return. Well, this story came out this morning. Sheboygan County, anglers will hope Michigan's shortest fishing season goes off without a hitch this year, 2025. Michigan Department of Natural Resources released details about its annual lake sturgeon fishing season on Black Lake in Sheboygan County. The event is scheduled for 8 a.m. on February 1st. The iconic fishing event, which is short due to conservation, driven low harvest limits of just six fish, was canceled for the first time last year due to the mild temperatures and thin ice. Interesting, in 2023, the season only lasted 65 minutes. As a result, the fish population has increased in the past 20 years due to lake sturgeon rearing and stocking efforts, research, and the protection of spawning adults. The DNR plans to continue these trends. Officials will close the season when one of two scenarios occur, including when the sixth fish is harvested or when five fish have been harvested by the end of any fishing day. Anglers must register online by January 31st to participate in the fishing season. Those 17 or older must have a valid Michigan fishing license. The fishing hours will be 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. each day and will only run until February 5th, but most likely will end sooner. Anglers will be notified via text messages while on the ice by DNR personnel. As soon as they receive the text message, they must immediately stop fishing for lake sturgeon. Participating anglers must bring their own bright red flags, 1 foot in diameter or larger, to hang on their fishing shanties. Anyone who harvests a lake sturgeon must immediately contact the DNR personnel out on the ice. Official registration of each harvested fish will take place at the DNR trailer located on or near the ice at the end of Zollner Road, which is the northwest part of Black Lake. Harvest registrations may include an examination of the fish internal organs and removal of a piece of the fin tissue for analysis by their DNA. What is that doing? Why is that phone doing that? Turn that thing off. Greatly appreciate it. Now, one of the things that this is doing, okay, that's why. Don't allow smartphone technology. I hate these upgrades. Your phone goes through an upgrade and all of a sudden it starts talking to you. I don't like it. I hate that. So that's the season. Very short-lived. Very few are going to be harvested, and the DNR is going to continue monitoring the activities right there on Black Lake. So just want to let you guys know if that's something you're intending on participating in. If you like fishing for those sturgeon, well, those are going to be the new rules. So want you to understand basically what you're dealing with. On the fishing stories here also, I want to mention during the free workshop, folks over in Leland all listening to us, young anglers are going to be able to learn how to ice fish for free at a Sleeping Bear Dunes workshop. Young anglers looking to embrace Michigan winters and test their skills under ice can learn the essentials at the Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore. A nonprofit is going to be setting up free classes. They're going to start Saturday, January 18th, January 25th, February 1st, and February 22nd at the Dune Club. They will be there from 1 to 4 p.m. on those Saturdays. It is sponsored by the Friends of Sleeping Bear, a volunteer nonprofit, hosting four Saturday sessions to teach young people fishing skills, safety measures, and fishing regulations. The event is going to culminate in a junior angler certificate and a fishing pole to take home. If ice conditions permit, attendees will have the opportunity to ice fish at the North Bar Lake. It's an inland lake that flows out into Lake Michigan. No registration is required. The event is free, open to the public. Kind of an interesting little side story there to get in for today's show, too. So if you're interested, I found both of these stories on MLive. You can get more information there and check it out. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Dot com. there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment for today. Basically, wanting to make sure that you heard about the plan that I talked about yesterday, beginning this new year. If you didn't hear the show yesterday, basically, we are going to stay engaged. We're going to be educated. We're going to have a ton of fun this year. 2025, we are going to go to events. We have one coming up here on January 24th, Friday after Monday, January 20th, inauguration of Donald Trump. He'll be heading back to the Oval Office, signing a bunch of executive orders, undoing much of what Joe Biden did to our country. Later that evening, he's going to be going to some balls, some very fancy affairs that they have planned there in Washington, D.C. Well, the Crawford County Republican Committee has come up with an inaugural dance for Friday night, January 24th in Houghton Lake. We're going to have a great time. They've asked me to be the DJ for the event. I have my music inventory, plus I will be able to do requests from you folks via the internet, via YouTube videos. I have the sound system ready to go. We're excited. We'd like you guys to come and party with us Friday night, January 24th. It'll be 3 weeks from tomorrow. So if you're interested, text me dance. Just text me dance, and I'll send you the flyer and a link to the website where you can get the tickets. It's going to be a great time. Hopefully you guys can come and join us. This is a fundraising event for the Crawford County Republican Party and might give you some ability to network with folks in other counties, hear about what they're doing in their county, what you might then be able to emulate and do in your county. So greatly appreciate being a part of it. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to hopefully have the new chair for the county party, Cam Jones. He'll be coming on the show, hopefully with us tomorrow, be able to talk about it. Lastly, and again, I'm going to mention again, the Nielsen ratings have started for the first quarter of 2025. They started yesterday. And what I'm asking is for your help in getting the recognition about the radio station out to our listening area. If you could, please text me your name and mailing address. In how many vehicles could you put rear window stickers on? I'll mail the stickers directly to you. All you have to do is clean off the glass back left corner of your vehicle. Use a paper towel, make sure it's good and dry. Peel off the backing and put the sticker on and drive around town. Create your vehicle as a mobile billboard for the radio station, getting more people interested in checking out 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and be able to grow the radio family, the audience, as the ratings are now being monitored by Nielsen's for January, February, and March. Hopefully, we can gain traction in our ratings, which will increase our ability to be able to get regional sponsors, maybe even some national sponsors, to help pay the bills here at the radio station. As I've explained before, we've been subsidizing the radio station, Vicki and I have, in keeping it on the air, keeping this show, keeping the music, keeping the information getting out to you guys. And it's time this year, 2025, that the radio station becomes profitable. The way we're going to do that is we're going to grow the listening audience, grow our ratings, get new sponsors, and be able to then stand on its own two feet and go on with the business of the radio station. So we need your help. Not asking for donations, not asking for anything like that, just asking for you to put a rear window sticker on your vehicle. Do that by texting me at 231-360-5140. Your name, your mailing address, and how many vehicles you can put stickers on, and I'll ship them out to you. Greatly, greatly appreciate if you would do that for us. Finally, we have, for the first time, an opportunity to start off a new year together, which we did yesterday's show, followed up today with a new mission. It's called the Plan of 2025. A couple of people have sent me ideas for renaming it, perhaps. 2025, we come alive. We've got a few others that we're looking at. But basically, it's the plan. It's the plan to get engaged even more so than we have been, cause the information to be shared, become storytellers, continue to network with people, get them to listen to the show, get them to listen to the station, but most importantly, get out there and participate. Participate. Go to the meetings and join your groups. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Thursday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your